from Everbank Field in Jacksonville. This is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And welcome into the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field in Jacksonville. This is Jaguars.com Live. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. First time in the offseason, first time in the studio in a while, John.
Feels like a long time and not long at all, right? It's kind of how that kind of thing works.
It's good to be back.
We've been in the hallway for 6 months, and it's time to get out of the hallway and back in the studio.
Back in the nice plush carpeted studio here at Everbank Field. Let's look at the Jaguars this week. It is kind of a quiet week around Everbank Field, of course. The coordinator search is not quiet, though. There have been some names that have popped up that apparently have interviews scheduled with head coach Gus Bradley. We'll talk about that search coming up. Senior Bowl preparations will get underway next week. The week after that is the actual Senior Bowl practice week. We'll preview what the coaching staff will get ready for next week. And then we'll talk the National Football League playoffs with CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist Pete Prisco. He'll also maybe have a little insight to that coordinator situation.
Oh, I'll bet he has some thoughts, JP.
He's never short on Pete, thoughts. Yeah. Of course, you can get it on the show as well, at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier. We'll take your Twitter questions coming up. Searching for a coordinator, though. Yep. Jed Fish is gone, of course, but now the names are starting to pop out. Kirby Wilson, the Vikings running backs coach, who's been a running backs coach for a long time, has been linked here. Mark Trestman, Greg Roman. Those guys apparently have interviews scheduled at some point. But a lot of fans, I know you hear from a lot of fans, that might want this to move faster than it has.
Right, and as I was going over some of this last night and looking at how it's playing out among head coaches in the league, among GMs, there's a pattern to all this in the NFL. And the pattern is that usually the teams with open head coaching vacancies, they move really, really fast, and then they get a short window where they can interview assistants who are on existing playoff teams or teams still in the playoffs. Yeah. And then it sort of comes back to where they get a chance to go back and talk to some of the guys that aren't on playoff teams so that the pace is set by the availability of coordinators. Well, that's particularly true, or assistant coaches. That's particularly true when it comes to coordinators, because if you're looking for an assistant on a team that's still active in the playoffs, you really can't interview them, can't request, can't do anything with them until they're done. And that's a significant difference between the head coach process and the coordinator process. So yes, there are some fans who are saying, why isn't this going faster? We want a guy. It's not time to make it go fast yet if you've got an idea that you want somebody on one of those eight teams. I don't know if Gus has that idea, but it would certainly stand to reason. Successful teams, if coaches, you'd want one of those guys. So the guys that are here, or not here, but on our list,
right,
make sense. But I think it's safe to say that that is almost certainly not the comprehensive list yet.
And there's a balance here for Gus Bradley, too, because if he waits on one of those eight teams, and
sure,
there's a guy on one of those eight teams, and all of a sudden he can't get one of those guys,
yep,
then he's kind of in a spot where he's stuck. Right?
And he mentioned that after the press conference to talk about Jed Fish and the end of the season broke up. He said that's sort of the dilemma you go through, how fast to move. You've got to get a good gauge. You've got to figure this out. And it's his first time doing this. He hired an entire staff before the Senior Bowl. The Senior Bowl was getting going in 2013. But this is his first time that he's had to get rid of a coach and hire an important position since he's taken over the head job. So it's a little bit of a different dynamic. He's in place. You would think has a very good idea of exactly what he wants based on experience. So it's a different process, and one that I'm sure is – you would think, and I think it's safe to say, taking his every waking moment, maybe some of the sleeping ones too.
Yeah, and you know how he is.
Yeah.
So he's
probably dreaming this right now. I think that's safe to say.
I believe he is. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. Pete Prisco coming up shortly. We'll have him live over the telephone today. Well, the question everybody has, John, is how will the new coordinator hire, whenever that happens, affect the quarterback, Blake Bortles, going into year two? And you heard Blake at the end of his season talking about, hey, I really want to get in this playbook and really learn this offense in and out so you can hit the ground running. Well, all that could be up in the air,
right,
or gone now. Right?
Now, again, he can get a playbook pretty soon after the coordinator gets here. What he can't get is a whole lot of detail from the coordinator. He can't get written notes. He can't get feedback. And that's not ideal, but that's the way it is. Excuse me. But that's the way it is. I think it's important to note that a lot of what Blake wants to work on and what needs to work on, he talked a lot about it the day after the season. Footwork, fundamentals, some of the things, getting the things that he knows he needs to do into muscle memory. And so it's a separate issue. He can still take that kind of time. He can still do that work. And then at that point, it'll be a matter, you would think his schedule is going to be, let's get that done. Let's get as much as we can done, and then let's study the playbook, get as familiar as I can so that I have the right questions, and then in April hit the ground running with the guy. I think particularly important with Blake is to realize the coordinator doesn't necessarily need to be a, quote, quarterback whisperer.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't need to be a guy who is going to come in and be the guy with the hands on Blake all the time. Now, could he be? Will he have impact over him? Sure. But that can also fall to the quarterback's coach. That can be Frank Skelfo. You know, Gus said in the press conference that he wants to keep these guys on staff and will fight for them, will argue for them. But the reality is he also said that it's not going to be a case where he fights that fight at the expense of getting the guy that they need and want. Okay. So that's still very much up in the air. So it's let's see how all this plays out. But you mentioned the name Mark Trestman, and he has a great reputation with quarterbacks. If you want quarterback whisperers coordinator, that's the way you want to go. Sure. On the other hand, this team also needs to improve its running game. It needs to improve in a lot of different areas. So I don't necessarily think that the coordinator position is locked into any one sort of guy.